Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The widespread failure to recognize and appreciate the humor of Christ is one of the most amazing aspects of the era named for him. So wrote the Quaker scholar Elton Trueblood in the opening sentence of his book entitled The Humor of Christ. And why haven't we recognized that Jesus did smile, laugh, and really had a sense of humor? A variety of reasons, including the fact that he spoke Aramaic. But what Jesus said and did was recorded in Greek, then translated into hundreds of languages, including English. Facial expressions, things that he said which were a play on words, and cultural innuendos become obscured in translation. The terrible passion of the crucifixion also makes us think that Christ could never have laughed or smiled, all of which are untrue. Trueblood believed that it's a kind of a mistaken, misunderstood sense of piety that makes us fear that accepting the reality of Christ's sense of humor would detract from his righteous life, as though being sober and serious, never cracking a smile, is a reflection of piety or godliness. He also believed that the humor of Jesus transcended words. He used pictures such as straining a gnat from your drink while you swallow a camel, something which anyone could grasp or see in any language. Had Jesus frowned on the display of humor, he would never have taken a little child into his arms and told us that unless we become like a little child, we would not enter the kingdom of heaven. Children laugh, unrestrained by pompous dignity. They can relate to the embarrassment of another child without ridiculing the child. Even the critics and enemies of the gospel were, on the whole, also blind to his humor. Friedrich Nietzsche wrote, "Would that he, Christ, had remained in the wilderness and far from the good and just. Perhaps he would have learned to live and to love the earth and laughter, too." The fact is that of all the creatures which God made, humans are the only ones who really laugh. Why? Made in the image of God, his children have intelligence which allows them to scoff at that which is unreasonable and absurd. There are many varieties of laughter. Some laugh at bawdy, off-color stories. Some laugh at the ridiculous, which at times should include what we do and say ourselves. Some laugh at incongruities, the contrast of what you had hoped for with what happens. Some nervously laugh when they're embarrassed. And no matter what causes your laughter, you feel better when you have a good laugh. It's a medicine of the soul that lightens your heart and drops your pulse and blood pressure too. Phil Yancey wrote a book entitled The Jesus I Never Knew. In his book, which conveys a powerful message, he talks about the Jesus he heard about growing up. The sober, stereotyped, rigid individual, completely unlike the real Jesus, the one portrayed in the New Testament. Has there been a conspiracy led by old Slewfoot himself to make us think that Jesus was humorless? Perhaps. Because when we discover he was completely human, yet completely divine, it brings him closer to where we are and lowers the wall of separation that keeps many of us from really knowing him. The better you know the context of the New Testament and take time to really study the Gospels, the more you will see the warmth of Jesus' personality shining through, one fully and completely human, one who is dynamic, lacking nothing. The real Jesus is the one you will grow to love and accept completely. That's the one who laughed and smiled. Guidelines is brought to you in cooperation with the station that you're listening to right now. Why do we do this program? For one reason: to convey the truth of God's plan and purpose to you so that you can be a richer, fuller, happier person. If we succeed, we'd like to know. Email to guidelines@guidelines.org.